This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network on your President's Day, brought to you by Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Hoffman. Well, throughout American history, many presidents have had deep roots in farming, shaping not only the nation's ag policies, but also its identity as a land of hardworking stewards of the soil. From George Washington, who experimented with innovative farming techniques at Mount Vernon, to Thomas Jefferson, who led to advancements in crop rotation, to presidents like Lincoln, who revolutionized the ag industry with creating the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Recent presidents have championed farming legislation to support real communities as well. The impact of the office on farming has helped feed a growing nation and secure the future of American agriculture. We look at the president's contributions to agriculture coming up next.
Local research, real results. Join the Iowa Soybean Association for an innovation of profit meeting near you to discover how cutting-edge research impacts profitability in your area. Meetings will take place in Sheffield on February 18th, Storm Lake on February 20th, Afton on February 25th, and Washington on February 27th. Engage with fellow farmers and explore trial results, conservation benefits, cost-share opportunities, and more. Register for innovation of profit today by visiting iasoybeans.com. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 and soybean farmers.
When you look back at some of the contributions of presidents to agriculture, we can start with George Washington. Not only a military leader, but the first U.S. president, was also a dedicated and innovative farmer. At his Mount Vernon estate, he experimented with crop rotation, soil conservation, and farming techniques to improve productivity. In fact, the journals he kept on agriculture are still used to this day. He transitioned from tobacco to wheat as a primary crop, recognizing sustainability and economic benefits. He also came up with a unique threshing barn to streamline grain processing. John Adams had a deep appreciation for agriculture, considering it the most honest and essential occupation. On his farm in Quincy, Massachusetts, he practiced rotation, soil enrichment to maintain land fertility, and also fertilizers from his livestock. And despite his political career, he remained committed to hands-on farming, often writing about its importance to the nation's independence and prosperity. Thomas Jefferson was passionate about ag as an innovator who believed farming was the backbone of our country's prosperity. He experimented with diverse crops, plowing techniques, and soil conservations to improve efficiency. He also introduced new plant species such as rice and olive trees and promoted crop rotation to maintain soil health. Of course, we also know about Jimmy Carter, the 39th president of the U.S., who was deeply connected to agriculture, having grown up on his family's peanut farm in Georgia. His firsthand experience with farming shaped his understanding of rural communities and ag policy. As president, he prioritized support for farmers through price stabilization efforts, soil conservation programs, and rural development initiatives, and that continued long after leaving office. Abraham Lincoln recognized the vital role of ag in America's growth and took significant steps to support farmers. In 1862, he established the U.S. Department of Agriculture, calling it the People's Department, to reflect its importance to everyday citizens. The USDA provided farmers with valuable research, resources, and education to improve productivity and sustainability. Lincoln's efforts laid the foundation for modern agricultural policy, ensuring farmers remain strong pillars of the nation's economy. And many presidents who weren't farmers still supported ag in rural communities. Teddy Roosevelt promoted conservation. Franklin Roosevelt provided farm relief during the Great Depression. Dwight Eisenhower improved rural infrastructure, including roads and electricity. Leaders like John F. Kennedy also advanced farm subsidies and ag research to help farmers thrive. Throughout history, many U.S. presidents have recognized the vital role of agriculture in shaping our nation's prosperity. Whether as farmers themselves or advocates for rural communities, their efforts have helped advance farming practices, support ag policy, and strengthen the backbone of America. Their lasting impact continues to ensure farming remains a cornerstone of our economy and our way of life. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Hoffman. Have a great day.